Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bitterbit Show.
Se la musica è da sempre il tuo mondo e ti basta un microfono per sentirti libero, se sei nato con l'iPod e per te la radio non si sintonizza ma si clicca, se per te è una professione o magari è solo un gioco e non importa cosa, ma hai sempre qualcosa da raccontare. Se questa volta vuoi far sentire la tua voce, allora Spreaker è la radio che cercavi, dove lo show sei tu.
Tocca a lei, venga.
Buongiorno.
Lei è?
Marco Precucci.
Sì?
Marco Precucci, quello del Bitterbit Show, in onda su Spreaker. Presente, no?
No.
Ah.
Cos'è?
Ah, una breve rubrica di un quarto d'ora dove si alternano un po' di chiacchiere nerd e buona musica. Carino, no?
Da dove viene?
Rimini.
Ecco, ci trovo.
Grazie. Tutti martedì e giovedì sera alle 18.30 del Bitterbit Show in diretta su Spreaker. Nel 2010 l'Italia passa al digitale. 18 milioni di italiani stanno per ricevere una radio con tanti programmi in più, oltre a quelli di sempre. Più intrattenimento, più musica, più informazione, più minchiate. Con il vantaggio che anche tu ora potrai perdere più tempo durante l'orario di lavoro. E tutto in un unico ambiente digitale, gratuito e facile da usare. Noi ci siamo, vieni anche tu su Spreaker.com.
Martial law for the state. So this is going to be in there basically for that. You can also text us for 15-890-5171 if you feel need to do so. That's what we got there for the two speakers at blackspot.com 7/16/2015 at 9:30 p.m. Scheduled program via Blog Talk Radio. Konnichiwa, watashi no name, natsumikazu desu, genki desu ka? Now, you do speak multiple languages in this program. Hola, mi amigos, como estas? Mi llamo Natsumi. En Americana. Ang paalam ka natsumikazu, pero sa mundo. Guys, you know I speak four languages here: Spanish, Tagalog, Japanese, and English. Tomorrow, basically, I do have your scheduled program for the Asian Hot Talk by JTNK, so you guys can stay tuned for that. We're doing K-pop tomorrow, so if you guys want to get your request in, you can do that. texting it to 415-890-5171, or you can also follow us on Twitter, and you can follow me on Twitter, whichever one's more convenient to you. Real Pikmin International, WPM World, basically Twitter handle for that. You can also go to the website, WPMINT.TwilightParadox.com. You can follow me, Jonathan Arples, by Twitter. Use the hashtag if you need to. I'm not going to let you if you don't want to. You can also do that if you want to follow. Use the @ sign. Just look me up, Jonathan Arples. If you have any questions, any concerns, you can also contact us. Guest calling 657-383-0568. And I will be playing some music here, basically, for you.
Overnight. The Army doesn't want that information to be made public for security reasons, but we can tell you why they are here. Now, this may not be such a huge deal that these rigs are in town if not for the speculation that was coming via the internet today. St. Louis police first put out the word that people may see these armored security vehicles in their neighborhood, especially near the Army Reserve Armory in North St. Louis on Goodfellow. But that was about all the information they released. On the KACK Facebook page, in just a few hours, we had more than 100 people weighing in on what was going on, with comments ranging from people saying they would stop and salute if they saw the vehicles to others worried this was the beginning of martial law. Well, it turns out this is a group of military police in from Fort Meade, Maryland, and they are here to train members of the 354th MP Company here in St. Louis on how to drive these rigs. The military's driver's ed of sorts, if you will, on the highways and on city streets. They are not loaded, they are not armed in any way, but the Army says that does not mean they aren't dangerous.
Can we call it a war?
There we go.
This is resonating by George Smitty, guys here in the States, that you either tell the truth or don't say anything at all. People have already seen my menstrual cycle, and you already know who lives in this chilling. Never mind.
Can we call it a war?
And the reason why everybody listens to me and not everybody else is lying is because I've proven the truth. I have evidence. I've proven myself as who I am, not what they think I am. And I have actually proven everything online by YouTube, by radio programs, by President Obama, and of
Group of military police in from Fort Meade, Maryland, and they are here to train.
They're coming.
All right.
Good afternoon, good evening. It's Nathan McCarthy, Federal Fish International. Call in number 657-383-0568 is the number to call in. Again, 657-383-0568. Text us, 415-890-5171, text us, next few minutes in the program. Block Talk Radio, this should be where we are right now. We do also do alternative programming by JPNK and Republic News International, which is Asian Hot House. Little Bit Show for the two speakers. This is actually the scheduled time for us to be on the air, so it's basically why we had been given the number. As I've been mentioning last time program here, basically that I am requesting Broadcast News Incorporated no further contact with me. Thanks to the fact that you did not pay me the royalties. Basically, I did tell people that the business, Multilingual Radio Network, owned the content of the music and videos. Tax ID number was situated on Broadcast News Incorporated by address. No, license, which I had exposed multiple times. The reason for the purpose of this blog here, for the truth seekers at blogspot.com, is basically in the aspect of this legal case. There's a lot of people that does not know this, that there is actually two legal cases. There's actually two different case numbers, and that there's actually two different sides of this case. And the matter of the aspects of the death of Leslie Harris Carey, due to the fact that people were cyber-stalking and cyber-bullying, which I have been trying to get you guys to stop and understand what you guys are doing is illegal. Leslie Carey did commit suicide on November 7th, 2013. He was certified by the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, Broadcast News Incorporated. And, of course, everybody knows that they wanted him to go to college. He cannot go to college due to the fact that he does not have a high school diploma. Being to the fact that Angie Bergman of Sioux Falls, I don't know where she was, but took them out of high school in 2002. That is the reason why he's not going to college. There will be a book published on behalf of Leslie Carey, and there is actually going to be notes in this case upon him. Much of those emails that were actually sent, cyber-stalking him and cyber-bullying him, were actually noted, were actually exposed, tracked, traced by GPS and reported to your local authorities. Again, Colin, 657-383-0568, monitored by the FCC, 415-890-5171 for the text messaging, if it so do desire. Another thing that I was noticed too is that basically that everybody wants Angela to Malaya instead of me, which is totally fine by me. I can go home. I can skip the concert for the United States. And I'll never become a United citizen. Once I get deported out of the States, I will not be coming back to the States. That would be the end of it. A friend of mine in Davao City, Philippines, did actually give me away on Facebook 2 years ago. Hannah in Davao City was the one who gave me away. Her photo was exposed, and her photo was noted. When Hannah had actually looked at me, and I posted one of my photos on Facebook, she did reply in question and said the name Jen. As I said before in the last program, Broadcast Music Incorporated didn't know about the movie. Broadcast Music Incorporated didn't know about the situation. Only problem, they didn't care. They did tell me to get a hold of attorney, which I did get a hold of Marty Jackley. That would explain the two case numbers. In the case of Angela Himalaya, yes, Angela Himalaya was fully certified as a counselor. Yes, Angela Himalaya was certified as a psychologist. Yes, Angela was certified to be a HIV tester. She's been to college at the University of Ireland, Allison. Got her diploma in psychology. She was trained in multiple programming, which includes crisis intervention, or in your terms, suicide prevention, and includes the following. 5 minutes in the program. The Suicide Prevention Resource Center, online, scrc.org. Living Work Program, offered by Stephanie Dixon, the Friends for Coalition, and Black Hill Center for Equality. Generations Wired, offered by the Wyoming Mental Health Institute. And SAMHSA. She was getting credit for her college. She was getting credit, which she worked hard on. She obtained her certification. There has been a page set up specifically for Angela Himalaya, both on Multilingual Radio Group and Real Plug International. Like I said, there has been a lot of people who have actually publicly ID'd Angela as who she is. In which a lot of people had noticed her. Used to work for the Black Hills Center for Equality in Rapid City. And moved to Sioux Falls in 2012. Applied to the Center for Equality in Sioux Falls. And got rejected. The old center's website, of which at the time was hacked by Japan, due to the fact that they didn't hire Angela Himalaya. 9 minutes in the program. Again, the call in, 657-383-0568 if you have any questions, any concerns. Text us for 415-890-5171. Continuation of Angela Himalaya. Yes, Angela Himalaya was fully certified. She's been to a seminar in Rapid City by the Sasco School of Mind and Technology on behalf of her training. That seminar was basically pertaining to 9/11. Eight minutes in the program. Angela Himalaya was actually fully, the only one that was actually fully certified, both by the state of South Dakota and other national agencies. She had worked hard on her schooling to obtain her credit and to obtain her notes in. When I had emailed the school in the United Kingdom, Galway, Ireland, they did say that it was already given away and that they actually had nailed it. So that would explain why that is not there. I did actually look up the information for Angela, and that's when I found out it's already been gone. Okay, showing the photo from 2012 for Angela, and the photo from 2013 when Angela was in Boracay.7 minutes in the program. Again, the phone is 657-383-0568. Text 415-890-5171. There has been a lot of people talking about this movie, which I am filming. And they also include basically everyone. Wesley Carey was also talking about it, along with Angela Himalaya. When the movie was in planning stages, it was back in 2006, 2007. In 2008, June, there has been an incident from the her Typhoon Frank in the Philippines, which I had also exposed, and which is the opening sequence to the movie. We were going to open the movie with a concert, but due to the fact that Broadcast News Incorporated did not pay the royalties, there would be no concert. Wells Fargo did actually mail Angela a postcard pertaining to the bank fraud, stating that it is actually a settlement. Due to the fact of the mistreatment. That information has been sent to Terry Valens of San Francisco. 5 minutes in the program. I did actually, when I emailed it to Terry Valens, did state that if he wasn't going to be able to do anything, that he was going to have to forward it to someone else. And there is one last thing to address before I go here. There is a college student in San Francisco who had talked to me. And when the staff of the Filipino Community Center in San Francisco closed the door in my face, I went to Sioux Falls. So when they had shut the door in my face, that's when I came to Sioux Falls to investigate. This whole case took over 2 to 3 years from the beginning to the end, without further ado, any questions, any concerns, you know how to get a hold of me. That student has yet to talk to me. If not, I will be deported. If the student that was going to be talking to me was going to help me with my apartment in San Francisco, but due to the fact that they had closed the door in my face, is what prompted me to come to Sioux Falls. That's the reason why I had left. Nothing against you. Is what the Filipino Community Center did to me. Arigato.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vitabit Show.
Se la musica è da sempre il tuo mondo e ti basta un microfono per sentirti libero, se sei nato con l'iPod e per te la radio non si sintonizza ma si clicca, se per te è una professione o magari è solo un gioco e non importa cosa, ma hai sempre qualcosa da raccontare. Se questa volta vuoi far sentire la tua voce, allora Spreaker è la radio che cercavi, dove lo show sei tu.
Tocca a lei, venga.
Buongiorno.
Lei è?
Marco Precucci.
Sì?
Marco Precucci, quello del Vitabit Show, in onda su Spreaker. Presente, no?
No.
Ah,
cos'è?
Ah, una breve rubrica di un quarto d'ora dove si alternano un po' di chiacchiere nerd e buona musica. Carino, no?
Da dove vieni?
Rimini.
Ecco, ci trovo.
Grazie. Tutti martedì e giovedì sera alle 18.30 del Vitabit Show in diretta su Spreaker.
Nel 2010 l'Italia passa al digitale. 18 milioni di italiani stanno per ricevere una radio con tanti programmi in più, oltre a quelli di sempre. Più intrattenimento, più musica, più informazione, più minchiate. Con il vantaggio che anche tu ora potrai perdere più tempo durante l'orario di lavoro. E tutto in un unico ambiente digitale, gratuito e facile da usare. Noi ci siamo, vieni anche tu su Spreaker.com.
See you in the year 2000.